Well, let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line to talk with Dr. John Braccio. He's the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm in a good mood today. Nice weekend, a lot of football activity, and we're getting into into fall. So, yep, I'm ready to go and happy as can be, Tony.
Front page of both the Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News talks about the University of Michigan and their football program and how Brady Hoke's system has failed. Player Shane Morris, who was the quarterback who was thought to be left in the game when he was a little bit woozy in the head, also had a leg injury. And what it got me to thinking about, Dr. Braccio, in sports, when you see the bottom fall out, it's almost agonizing. And we've been watching this happen for 2 years. Now we're in the third year of watching Brady Hoke's term unravel. It's almost agonizing to watch it. It must be the same to be a part of it, to whether you're a player, coach, or just a part of University of Michigan.
I think that's true. You know, I've always believed competition and rivalries are things that you embrace and you enjoy. And certainly I've enjoyed Michigan State winning and Michigan losing. But no one enjoys to watch what's happening now in terms of players, fans booing in the fans, you know, in the stands, you know, like, you know, fire Brady, you know, fire Brandon, you know, the athletic director. So it's a pretty sad, unfortunate thing. I did see that live. It was unfortunate that no one really caught that because, you know, he almost fainted. I'm talking about the quarterback now. Obviously had been clobbered and I'd say wasn't ready to play. Someone missed that along the way, but I think something like that can happen. You know, they do have a person, you know, a physician on the side, and it looks like a lot of people miss that. It's hard just to blame Brady Hoke because, in fairness to him, he seems like a really nice fella, good guy. I don't think he would purposefully hurt a player. But I think when your program is down and people are looking for reasons to get rid of you, and then you have a reason like that, where you see a player who clearly doesn't look ready to play and is put in there, it really is unfortunate and kind of an exclamation point for all the critics and people that are going to rush forward. That was a sad situation, unfortunate, and he is the captain, and I think he's going to get a lot of flack for that, and that I just feel bad all the way around. It is a bad situation.
How do you keep everyone on board when you're Brady Hoke? How do you keep everyone fighting and scratching and clawing and not giving up hope and having a will to try and get past something like this?
I think each person has to do what they can do, and the team has to come together as a team. They have to say, you know, we've made some bad mistakes here. We haven't played well. What we need to do is forget what other people are saying. We need to come together as a team. We're a family. We defend each other. We're brothers. We have to really come forward, not criticize, unless we're trying to help each other be better, move forward, be the best we can. That's what the coaches, that's what the players have to do. And I think leadership in the university, and I think students on campus and followers are better to try to be supportive now in terms of trying to help the team do the best that they can do. That's hard to do. You know, when you start losing, when people are criticizing, when you're reading all these bad things, people aren't treating you that nice on campus, then I think it leads to dissension. And quite candidly, some of the problems have happened with John L. here, if you remember, after that horrible Notre Dame loss many years ago. So I think these things can happen, and it's important when you're down to remember what it's like being on top and really be working with the players, working with everybody as a whole. We can do better. Let's go forward. Let's do the best that we can right now. That becomes critical. Otherwise, it turns into a rout for the rest of the year, and really Michigan people don't want that, nor does anyone else of goodwill.
What do you do when you're in a situation like Michigan is, when you know you're not as good as the people you're competing against? Because this just isn't schemes. This is when you don't have the talent or the team talent to win.
Well, I think what you have to do, you have to be competitive. You know, you have to do the best that you can do. There are times that individuals have to compete on an individual level and figure they're playing the best that they can, and hopefully the team can play the best that they can. I'm not saying individuals don't play as a team, but I think each person has to make sure they're playing as well as they can. And if everybody does that, upsets happen, a lot of things happen. Something not talked about could be the weight room. You know, when Gittleson was there, a legend at Michigan, you know, through the era of Carr, that may have something to do with it, too. You know, they had Barwiz, they have someone else. Now, no one's really talked about conditioning, but that's a really important aspect of the game, and that could be where some of the problems are occurring here, in addition to, obviously, coaching and maybe players not working as a group. But as a whole, you compete. Any game you go into, you try to go by the old George Pirtles. Everybody puts on their pants the same way. And you go out and you compete and you play. You can't go into games thinking you're going to lose. You have to go in, play the best you can, realize there can be turnovers, there can be mistakes. You just do the best you can. That's part of being a team. And everybody has been on a team, whether it's a football team, a sales team, a life team, a family team, whatever it might be, that we don't always win. And we can even run into circumstances where we know we're not going to win an argument or a sale, whatever it might be. But we just do the best we can. The old proverb, you know, fall down seven times, get up eight. I mean, you never quit. You keep fighting. You go on, and that's really what you have to do. Even go back to old World War II talks of Winston Churchill, which are still classics. You know, we'll fight them everywhere. You know, we shall never surrender. I mean, that it's part of being a competitive, hardworking person. You are an individual, you're part of a team, but you never want to let yourself, you never want to let the team down. And if everybody does that, I think they'll be fine. They may not win that many games. Hopefully they'll win more, even though I'm not a Michigan fan, as I've told you. It's hard for me to say that, but we just want the kids to play, do the best they can, coaches, players, fans, administrators, teachers, everybody, try to come together and make this as successful and as good of a year as it can be. Tough year all the way around.
All right, before I let you go, Dr. Braccio, we are in that time period before the election where we're going to be besieged by ads, especially negative advertising ads and political commercials. Why does negative political advertising work from the psychological sense?
You know, you would think it wouldn't logically, but it does appear to work. Apparently, negative statements that people make seep in, and people remember them. You can do 9 good things, but if you do 1 bad thing or inappropriate thing or someone interprets that way, it can lead to people being negative on you. And so if negative ads didn't work, people would not use them. It's really unfortunate. It's actually one of those things about human nature that apparently is one of those negative parts of us as human beings, that we actually are attracted to negativity and not attracted to the positive. And when you do hear a negative ad, it does catch your attention. You know, he's owned by this person. Did you know he did this or she did that? Ha! They don't care about you. I mean, if you were a Martian listening to our ads, you would think all the people running here were crooks, thieves, and bad people. I mean, so I think it's important for as individuals that we try to look at the record and determine what we think of the person, short of the people that are paying to convince us that we shouldn't vote for them or even vote for them. Try to sort out what is the truth, what has the person done, whether it's he or she, and what do we feel they can do, and then look at our own view of the world on what best helps. Because remember, there's no one way to do things best often. There are often 2 or 3 ways to do things. You have to find someone who has an approach that you feel relates to how you feel the world can be made more effective for those that we love and care for.
We've been talking with Dr. John Braccio, who's the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Sir, thanks so much.
Tony, always a pleasure, my friend.